There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
With Joe Biden.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how the worlds of politics and entertainment news just
kind of bleed in together?
They kind of sort of do.
All part of our pop culture.
It's so true. So Joe Biden has named his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, is going to share the Democratic ticket with him. It was announced yesterday in a tweet. He called her, quote, a fearless fighter for the little guy and one of the country's finest public servants.
Well, it's nice to see Joe doesn't hold a grudge after she wiped the floor clean with him at one of the earlier debates in the presidential campaign.
That's always what's so fascinating to me, where these politicians, I mean, and it feels
racist. You're the worst person on earth.
Right. It's so contentious. And then, you know, once it's all over, okay, we're the best of buds.
Yeah.
I endorse that guy.
Sure.
We're friends now that he wants me.
Yeah. Really, I mean, funny. I think philosophically they're aligned on a lot of issues, but I mean, if there's a weak spot, you know, she's a shark. I mean, she'll go after him. She went after him.
Yeah. Well, she tweeted that Biden can, quote, unify the American people because he spent his life fighting for us, and as president, he'll build an America that lives up to our ideals.
And for what it's worth, she was campaigning for him long before he picked her.
He picked her, yeah. So she served as the district attorney of both San Francisco and the state of California before being elected to the Senate in 2016, so she's pretty sharp. She ran against Biden for the 2020 Democratic nomination before dropping out. Now, her heritage, her mother was Indian and her father is Jamaican, both of which, along with the woman thing, will be first if she becomes vice president.
Oh, yeah.
So she's not the first black female, but she would technically be also Asian, first Asian female.
Correct. Well, yeah.
Yeah, because if her mother is Indian, yeah, so she would also be technically the first Asian female that I'm aware of.
Yeah,
that has ever been a VP nominee.
Yep.
Wow.
I know.
Historic times, guys.
For sure.
All right, we'll take a break here. We got some other stuff to cover on the e-news front. Howie Mandel's OCD and Ellen's DJ talking about the toxicity on the set, what he had to say.
And this is interesting. It's only August, but check out what's already showing up in stores.
The Halloween candy displays have arrived even earlier this year.
Why do we even need Halloween this year? Every day we're walking around in a mask, completely terrified.
Amazon is reportedly in negotiations to use former JCPenney's and Sears department stores for fulfillment centers, which is better than their current use as Tony Hawk Pro Skater levels.
Vladimir Putin claiming Russia has developed and approved the world's first coronavirus vaccine, a claim that is being met with heavy skepticism.
Russia now claims to have a coronavirus vaccine, which is great because if there's one thing I know about Russia, they never lie about drug tests. That's right. The new COVID vaccine has been approved by 4 out of 5 Russian scientists. And in a related story, 1 out of 5 Russian scientists are now missing.
641, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Cloudy skies, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, especially if you're south of the city. We'll see a high around 88 right now. 71 at Cincinnati's Q102.
So for a lot of years, you know, Howie Mandel has joked about his being a germaphobe and how he's a repetitive hand washer and just doesn't shake hands. And, You've probably heard a story or two about Howie, but he's now talking a little bit more about the depth of his OCD. He did an interview with Esquire, and this is how he described it. He said, you might have the thought that you didn't lock your door, and you'd get out of the car and you'd shake the lock to make sure, and I'd be like, oh, I locked it.
There you go. I've had that. That's happened to all of us.
Sure. He says, I get back in the car and I go, maybe I didn't shake it enough, so I do it again. Hmm. And I get back and I go, I don't think I really pushed it hard, and I do it again.
Wow.
And I've been locked into that ritual of keeping going back and checking for an hour where my life stopped. Mm. I missed my meeting. So much so that I almost broke my knuckles because the 30th time I went back to my door, I took my fist and I smashed it on the knob. I'd have so much pain in my knuckles that I'd go, listen, Howie, this pain should be the message that you've already overchecked it.
Right.
But I go, maybe I loosened it with the punch.
Oh, no.
And it gets exasperated because intellectually I understand I'm being ridiculous and I can't stop myself. And the fact that I can't control my own mind is what...
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group. Schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Bothers me.
Wow. I can't imagine that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so...
So how does he deal with it? Does he go into how he deals with it or how he treats it?
He might in the article. This is the only little piece that I have. But I mean, this is... I'm so glad he's talking about this because I think so many people like to joke about, oh that's so OCD or I'm so OCD. It's like, no, this.
Yeah, this is a real definition.
OCD, and that's not funny. You know, there's nothing funny about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a... How painful and just living with that. I just, you know, that's so tough, especially when, you know, like he says, he knows it's ridiculous, but he cannot
stop
it. I mean, that's the compulsive part, you know, in it.
Yeah.
So I feel for, I feel for the guy.
Well, Ellen's show, which has been under fire lately, has got a lot of people talking, and now her DJ, Twitch, is sticking up for his boss amid allegations that she runs a toxic set. He says, quote, we can't speak too much legally about it, but I'll say this. There's been love. Obviously, there's some things to address. But from my standpoint, and that really is the only standpoint he can speak from, there's been love. I'll just leave it at that until there's a time where we can address more publicly. There's been love and there will continue to be love.
I'm sure there's all of it. I'm sure there are some really, you have to on a show like that where she's given away millions of dollars to people who have needed it. How many moms have you seen with six kids who doesn't have a vehicle?
Yeah.
And she gives them a van.
Teachers. You know? She always takes care of teachers. Like, we're giving you 20 grand for your project or your school or whatever it is.
Yeah. So she's done. I mean, there's been a lot of good done.
Yeah,
so.
There's no question. But also, everybody has a different experience in the workplace.
Correct.
That's very true.
And it sounds like his experience has been a positive one.
Because the other DJ, Tony, kind of had the other experience. He said that it was a toxic environment.
Yeah.
And he had,
Wow.
Maybe it goes back years, though. Like, maybe it was toxic, and now she's evolved into being a little more kind.
Or it may just depend on whether or not you're in the club.
Yeah. Or if she was having a good day. That's the other thing, though. You got to remember, like, if she's having a bad day, maybe it was very toxic.
Yeah.
Not everybody has great days every day.
Or it depends on what position you're in or where you are on that totem pole.
How you fit in.
How you deal with it.
How you manage it, how sensitive you are to different things. And
how much of that do you bring to the table?
So much. When will that show be back live? I mean, we're coming up. I know, we're coming up. Well, she was doing it live from her house.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is she going to come back? Is she going to wait till she's back in studio? But some of the night guys are back in their studio just without an audience.
Right.
You want live, you keep it right here. on this show.
We are live in our studio every day.
6:45 in the morning.
September 9th. Ellen is slated to return September 9th.
Through the studio.
Yep.
Anything else on the e-news front?
Man, how are you guys feeling about college football?
I am
feeling very uneasy.
It's a bummer. There's a lot of rumors out there that since all these like Big Ten and Pac-12 and MAC are all now like saying, hey, we're
postponing.
Maybe in the spring we'll do something. The SEC is just kind of lingering in the background. Rumors that they're just going to say, hey, let's just form this super, who wants in? We're doing it. Who wants in? Because there's so much money.
Yeah.
Connected to it. There are some
billions
schools,
of dollars.
Like especially in, like, I mean, the Big Ten, but especially like the SEC, that's Alabama. And they're always like number one. I mean, not always, but more years than not, they're number one. So that's a lot of money.
Well, the money from football pays for every other. You on the volleyball team?
Correct.
You on the cross country team?
That's right.
Paid for by
scholarships
football.
For kids. Yeah. And the other big problem is that a lot of these other conferences are saying, oh, we're going to play in the spring. But what does that do to people that want to join the NFL draft? Because the NFL draft is held, I think, usually in like April. So, but they're going to be playing football while they might be in the draft. It's just
all about their education, Fritch.
Yeah, right.
They're there for their business degree.
I mean, they're going to graduate, but I'm just saying, like, what are they going to do if they want to join the NFL draft as a senior? They've played their entire life to get to that point.
Yep.
So here's where it's at. To catch everybody up, the Big Ten voted to postpone all fall sports seasons. That includes football. And they're hoping they're going to play in the spring. Big Ten schools, of course, are Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, Nebraska, and Purdue. So those are big schools. Later, the Pac-10 followed suit, nixing sports through the end of the year. And the Pac-12 is UCLA, USC, Oregon, Washington, Washington State, Arizona, Arizona State, and Stanford. Now, the other conferences, the big ones, the ACC and the SEC, say their fall football plans remain unchanged, but the Big 12 is leaning toward playing this fall. Outside the Big Five, the Mid-American Conference and the Mountain West Conference are also abandoning fall sports.
Do you want to watch college football if it's not during the fall? I mean, isn't that part of the experience?
I think sweatshirts.
Yeah. Yes, that's the best part about college football is like the tailgating, the crisp air when it's just snowing and they got to plow the line on the field.
I mean, like, they can play in the spring, but are you going to be into it in the spring?
I mean, I feel like as a fan of football, I'll be into it no matter when it's on, but it'll definitely feel different.
Yeah.
But how are we going to watch college football every Saturday if only these teams are playing too?
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, with the Big Ten and the Pac-12 out, it's becoming more and more difficult for the other conferences to justify playing, even with the adjustments that they're trying to make with their schedules.
Oh, yeah. They said they're going to reevaluate. Like, even Luke Fickell was on the news last night for UC talking about, like, you know, he's like, we're just really trying so hard, and he's out there with his mask on the field, like helping the players and coaching them, and they're just trying to figure out what's best for everybody. Which I don't know if there is something that's best for everybody.
I don't know if you're going to get everybody to agree on what's best for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Good point.
And that's what's so hard, because either way, it sucks. You know, you hate to have you have them play, two or three guys get really sick, and God forbid, you know,
something happens.
Something horrible happens. Well, then it's like, oh, we shouldn't have done it. But then if you don't play, you know, if you don't play, then it's like all that money and everything you talk about with the college draft and just the sadness in life overall without it.
What will we do with our crock pots all fall?
What will we do?
Oh, we're still going to use those. Let's not go crazy.
We'll have a chili cook-off
every week. Yeah. We'll find something to do.
Find a way.
All right. Anything else?
I think that's it. That's except Ed Sheeran's having a baby.
Oh, congratulations, Ed.
So there's a happy
Thanks
note.
For listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.